Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we are at 89 degrees.
Hot and humid today with heat indexes in the upper 90s. Could see some showers and thunderstorms later on today as well.
A little bit of a warning regarding the warm temperatures. The state getting its first blast of real summer weather. Temperatures into the 90s, and that's in our forecast. But Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Emergency Management says it's a good time to brush up on the tips to beating the heat, like taking it easy if you're working outdoors today.
Probably not a great day to, you know, try to do a lot of physical activity, especially in the heart of the day at noon, 1, 2 o'clock. You know, it's going to be pretty roasting out there.
Also, drink plenty of water. Consider turning on the air conditioning if you have it, and watch for those kids and pets in cars.
A legal ruling that could limit tax subsidies for many Americans who have bought health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor reports.
A federal appeals court says the Internal Revenue Service was wrong to allow Obamacare tax subsidies in all 50 states. A three-judge panel says the law, as written, allows the subsidies only in the 14 states that have set up their own exchanges. This decision eventually could mean premium increases for more than half of the 8 million Americans who bought taxpayer-subsidized insurance. Probably the ruling will reach the Supreme Court before there's a final decision. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
And reaction to that already coming in, State Senator Joel Lipom says President Obama's chief legislative accomplishment continues to be a nightmare for American citizens. And he says if this ruling stands, health care premiums for millions of Americans will go up. And he said, send me to Congress. I'll make repealing and replacing Obamacare a top priority. Meanwhile, one of the other candidates for the 6th Congressional District Republican nomination, Senator Glenn Grothman, said, I applaud the court for reading the clear and concise language of Obamacare and striking down the Obama administration's efforts once again to circumvent the letter of the law.
Back to local news, a Manitowoc man will spend 2 years in a federal prison for embezzling over $400,000 from Nemshoff Chairs in Sheboygan. 41-year-old Paul LaChapelle had worked as a maintenance technician at Nemshoff when he began stealing parts and then would receive kickbacks for replacement parts that he ordered. He had been facing federal charges of wire fraud and tax evasion following a 2-year investigation by the IRS. LaChapelle was sentenced yesterday in federal court in Green Bay to 2 years in prison and was ordered to make restitution of $520,000.
Rusty, the Sheboygan City Council is expected to vote next month on extending the city's garbage fee for 1 year. That fee, which brings in nearly $1 million, is set to expire at the end of the year. And Alderman voted 9-5 last night to have a resolution prepared to extend that fee. We asked Mayor Mike Vandersteen if he sees it as support for extending the fee.
No, I really don't. I mean, they just wanted to have a document brought forth so that we will have a vote on whether or not the garbage fee will continue or whether it would be rescinded or extended.
And if that fee is expired, it will leave the city with a good-sized hole to fill in the 2015 budget.
Sheboygan police have arrested 2 people in connection to burglary and theft from vehicle incidents in the city. The department said today the arrests were made Saturday, and according to the DA's office, one of those suspects is 31-year-old Joshua Gabrish, who was arrested by the police Saturday for theft. Authorities are currently investigating additional leads and attempting to identify recovered property. So if you are a City of Sheboygan resident who has been a victim of a burglary or theft from motor vehicle incident, please let the police department know by contacting them at 459-3333.
Well, can you win a congressional seat without spending tens of thousands of dollars? That's what Tom Dino of Oshkosh is trying to do. He's one of 4 candidates trying to earn the Republican nomination on the November ballot for Tom Petri's House seat. He was on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning, said he differs from the other 3 primary candidates based on past jobs in manufacturing and as a technical college educator.
I do have a very good connection with the companies, and this is being one of the largest manufacturing districts in this area, well, not just this area, in the whole country. I think we need somebody who has that type of knowledge and base to help grow our economy in this area and our country.
Other top issues that Dino says he'd address if elected include energy independence and approach government spending like a business.
Wisconsin is the 13th best state for child's well-being. That's according to the annual Kids Count survey released by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The state's current ranking is down from 12 a year ago, but higher than the number 15 ranking from 2012. Wisconsin was in the top 10 as recently as 2010. Wisconsin children scored high marks for their economic well-being by placing 9th best in the country, and Badger State remains in the top 10 for its overall health health of its children. However, the state fell from 3rd to 10th this year.
A 12-year-old Wausau boy was taken to a juvenile shelter after police said he drank a half a bottle of vodka over the weekend. A neighbor called 911 after seeing the boy staggering around. The boy's 44-year-old mother facing possible child neglect charges. Police quoted her as saying she let him drink at special occasions in the past, but she didn't know he was drinking vodka over the weekend. She's not certain how he got it. Wausau Police Lieutenant Mark Pankow told reporters the youngster was extremely intoxicated. Even for an adult, he said he has never seen anybody as young as 12 so severely drunk as in this case.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ooh, that forecast, Rusty.
Well, partly sunny, hot, and humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms later on. High near 90. Heat index is near the upper 90s. Evening storms end, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and highs in the 70s.
Right now, we are at 89 degrees in the Sheboygan area as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time at 12:06.